This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Just give us a call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Shirley, and she had a few questions here. So, Shirley, let's get back into it with the with your questions.
Okay.
Now, what was I think right at the end we were talking about just putting stuff out and waiting maybe another week or so.
Yeah. I have some potatoes, and they started getting, you know, kind of shriveled. And they're loaded with eyes. And I want to plant those in the garden at the end. Now, do I leave them whole or do I cut them? And
well, so you could do either. A lot of people will cut them, like, in half.
Uh-huh.
So that you can get, you know, multiple from it. So that's what I would look to do, most likely, is just cut it right in half.
Right.
Making sure that each side has, like, three or four eyes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. You can plant those can be planted right away. Those are a cooler.
Yeah.
So you could do those today if you wanted.
Okay. Now, string beans, is it still a little bit too early for string beans and wax beans?
Nope. I think you're fine with those as well.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you so much.
Perfect. You have a great rest of your day, Shirley.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, if you are planting some of those, you know, annuals, perennials, or anything in a container, you need to get the best potting mix, right? Now, here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give the roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. Now, you can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients plus mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of a complete line of all-natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, we do have some more calls. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mike is in Baxter.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I've got some cedar trees planted around my property for privacy, and the deer came and ate all the bottoms off of them. And I'm wondering what I can plant underneath them to get my privacy back.
Okay. You know, one of the things that I would look at doing is in that area where the cedars are they tall enough where it's creating shade?
Yes.
Okay. So we're looking for something maybe a little bit shadier. Shade loving. So what I would look at using, there are a couple plants. So depending upon how high you need to go, would you say
6 feet, 5, 6 feet?
Okay. So, so one of the options would be using a like a rhododendron, a smaller style rhododendron that'll get some shade. You could also look at using a plant like a Lakothaway. Lakothaway will stay evergreen. Some will get 3, 4, 5 feet tall. You could look at using a kalmia, right? So a kalmia is one that flowers and is evergreen and will take shade as well. Those options are, I think, some of the best because they're going to be evergreen. They're not going to drop their leaves, right? And so you'll be able to continue to get that privacy. Now, there is another plant. It's a Ilex glabra, which is it's a holly. It's an inkberry holly. And you can actually, the shamrock variety is the one that will actually take some shade and will get up to 4 to 6 feet tall. And it's going to be green, so it's going to be an evergreen, so it's going to keep that cover for you. Now, does it get any sun at all, or?
Yes.
Would you say what time of the day, afternoon or morning?
Morning.
Okay. So definitely, so there's also, you know, looking at the Ilex glabra, which is the inkberry, those would be fine there. I've seen them take, you know, the part shade and do some more. So the shamrock is the version or the compacta. Those would be fine to go there. Kalmia is a really nice one because of the flower that it adds to it. It's in the mountain laurel. It is a mountain laurel. Sorry. It's in the Pieris, family. So it's an evergreen. It would have a nice flower to it, and the flowers are kind of cool early spring. So those would be options that I would be looking at.
Well, thank you very much.
No problem, Mike. You have a great rest of your day.
And you also, and love your program. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Phone number 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Doug's in Maine.
Doug, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, Patrick. I had a quick question. I think it's called Japanese knotweed.
Yeah.
And we've got it popping up all over the place, and it seems to like to fight and doesn't want to die. So I was wondering if you had any suggestions about getting rid of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, the easiest part here would be to move.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, no, it's not an easy one. But what there's a couple products out there that you could use. So the way I like to get rid of the knotweed, or the one that I have found that works the best, would be to get a concentrate of a total killer, right? Your choice. It can be like Kills All from VPG, or it could be Cleanup, one of those. It's a glossophate product. But we're going to do it in such a way where we're not just going to openly spray it everywhere. What we're going to do is we're going to get the air, go to the area that you want, and cut the plants down. Not all of them at once. Cut a few of them down so they have fresh cuts on them, so they're about an inch tall. And then instead of mixing the concentrate with water and then spraying, what I want you to do is just keep the concentrate and get a paintbrush.
Okay.
Dip the paintbrush into the concentrate and then paint on where you made that fresh cut.
Okay.
So it's the same idea. So if we get a cut, we put like Neosporin on it because it goes right in on a fresh cut and it'll absorb and help heal it. We're doing the opposite with this weed killer. We made a fresh cut, so we're putting on something. The plant thinks it's trying to seal it, absorbs it, and it will go down to the root and kill it, right?
Okay.
This is a safer way of using the glossophate-type product because we're not spraying in the wind. Okay. Whereas when we do this in such a way where we make that fresh cut and we paint it on, it's going to that plant and that plant only. And it's going to the roots. It'll kill the root system, and it'll just dissipate that way. Whereas if we were to use it as a spray and spray over the top, the knotweed's going to basically laugh at you.
Okay.
So it's, and it's not going to just happen overnight, obviously. It's going to take a few times, because the knotweed, the thing about knotweed is when you think it's all up there, they still have about 100 shoots behind it. So you're going to cut a bunch back, paint them. Those are going to die, and then a few more are going to pop up. And so it's eventually going to shrink the amount that's there to allow you to eradicate it. The other thing that I would suggest doing is once you've cut it down and you've gotten a lot of it controlled for an area, get something that is a thick black plastic. Something that is going to not just have something like break through easily, like a root or a shoot or something. Something with a thicker black plastic, and putting it over the top of it after you've done some of this cut and paste type method, if you will. Because what it's going to do is it's going to heat up the soil and cook what's underneath it, not allowing it to regrow and do its thing. Now, I got to hit a break. If you have questions, hang tight. If not, you know, we appreciate it. But we're going to hit that break. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food, for dramatic results.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Got a bunch of calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
David's in Wareham.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I was wondering, I haven't had such good luck with lilac bushes.
Okay. Yep.
And just wondering if you could give me a quick overview of how to take care of them, like from the spring to the summer, the fall, and then the winter.
So when you say you haven't had luck, are they just not flowering? Are they not getting big?
Right.
What's kind of happening?
Yeah, they're not flowering.
Okay. How much shade does this lilac get?
Probably too much.
Because that could be the first part of it, right?
Okay. Yep.
That could be one of the major reasons that it's doing. And also look at, when was the last time you fertilized these guys?
I usually fertilize them in the spring, but I'm not sure if I'm using the right fertilizer.
What did you use for fertilizer?
It was just a general Vigoro fertilizer. Yeah.
Do you know what the numbers are on it, or was it just a basic?
No, I've actually moved, so I don't have.
All good.
But whatever you recommend, yeah.
Okay, so on a lilac, it might not hurt it to do like a 10-10-10 fertilizer in the spring.
Okay.
The other thing I would look at doing instead of just a 10-10-10 would be to help push some of the blossoms and help fix the root system, I would look at using a super phosphate. You don't need to use a lot of it. The super phosphate is basically like teaspoons, depending upon the size of the plant.
Okay.
That's how much you would need for it. And you would mix it into the soil, water it in. What that does is it will help the root system in such a way that it will make them bigger, stronger, and allow them to get more of the nutrients out of the soil for you.
Okay.
So that would be something I would be looking at doing. And if you could get them into more sun, that's definitely going to be probably one of the reasons that it's not doing and give it would help you out some more.
Okay.
All right.
And if and when they do blossom, do I deadhead them? Or
so you can. A lot of people will, because what it'll do is it'll help put the energy back into the plant. and allow the plant to focus on getting bigger, better. The other thing is, so usually with something like this, after it's done blooming is the best time to prune it. And so if you want to prune it to kind of make it a little bit smaller so we can, like, refocus its energy to where it needs to go, I would say, you know, do that. A lot of the lilac should be almost in full bloom at this point. So in about 3-4 weeks would be a good time to prune it back to kind of regenerate it or reinvigorate the plant so that it can start getting new shoots, new everything for you. And I think that's probably going to be one of the things that would be the most beneficial other than a fertilizer.
Okay. And then I noticed that they sort of get this mildew on their leaves. Is that's not a concern or?
So the mildew is going to be common, especially because in spring we have a lot of rain or the humidity, that type of thing. So I don't see it as a big issue. One of the ways to prevent it is to thin out a little bit so some airflow will get through so that it can get, you know, the air will come through, dry out the water so the water doesn't sit on top of the leaves causing that fungus. So you can do that at the same time as doing the pruning back in general.
Okay. And then over the winter, just kind of leave them alone?
Yeah, you don't have to do a lot for the winter months. It's not going to, you know, not going to change what it does. So I think you're going to be fine.
Okay.
So I wouldn't worry about it.
All right.
Okay.
That was great. I appreciate your help.
Yeah, no problem. You have a great rest of your day.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye. All right. We got about 30 seconds before the break. One thing I want to remind you guys about is this year, if you're using, you know, if you're doing a vegetable garden, using a product Garden Tone from Espoma, great product, great addition to the garden to help grow stronger, more viable plants. So definitely something to think about. That's the Garden Tone from Espoma. Now we're going to take a break. When we get back, more questions, phone number 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA News Update. President Biden will be leaving the G7 summit early today, returning to the White House to continue negotiations on raising the debt ceiling. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has warned a U.S. default could happen as soon as June 1st if Congress doesn't act. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the immigrant crisis is desperate in her state. She's now suggesting temporarily housing migrants at New York State and New York City college campuses this summer. It's another year without a Triple Crown winner.
That's because National Treasure with John Velasquez up rode to the finish line first at the Preakness on Saturday. Derby winner and favorite Mage came in third. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Minnesota will be the 23rd state to legalize recreational marijuana. Yesterday, the state Senate gave its final stamp of approval. The bill now heads to Governor Tim Walz's desk for a signature. Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We got a bunch of calls on the line, so we're going to try to get through them all. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Blossom is in Georgia.
Blossom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. I have a clementine tree that last year we had a lot of fruits on it. Now this year there are hardly any leaves on it. The leaves, when they do come out, they're curling over. None of the leaves are opening up. And I just need to know what to do about it.
Okay. Now, The leaves, when they curl, do they turn a color, or they just stay green and just kind of curl and almost fall off?
They stay green. They're not falling off, but they just curl up. Very few leaves just curl up and stay green.
Okay, and now if you were to almost like unroll the leaf, are you seeing anything in it, or?
No, I did a couple, but I didn't see any insects or anything under there.
Okay. So the plant in general, though, is minimal leaves. Is there a lot of dead growth on it?
No.
Okay. So you might just, you know, have a curl that is caused from a pest, like an aphid or a mite or a psyllid. They extract the sap from the plant, causing them to curl, and form that way. You know, one of the things that I would recommend using would be to spray the plant with like a neem oil, to see if we can get rid of some of the insects that are most likely there. You just might not see them as easily. You know, it could be something to the point where maybe it just, you know, needs a little bit more moisture. It needs something to hold the moisture in. And I know, you know, obviously there was major droughts last year causing some issues. How has the weather been there? When, you know, is it raining often, or is it not enough rain, or?
So far far, we haven't had enough rain in the area where I live. But we do have an in-ground sprinkler that my husband uses to water the plants.
Okay. So a suggestion for the time being, because I think it's only going to help your plants, is I'd like to see you use, instead of just the sprinkler system, I'd like for you to use just a hose on the plants, because what's going to end up happening is it's not getting enough water deeper into the system, right? And so we need to get that water further down. And the best way to do that is to take a hose and leave it on a trickle around the base of the plant and let it sit half hour, maybe a little bit more. Because when we just water with a sprinkler system, it's helping, but it's staying on the top, especially if it's dry. So it's only going down a couple inches before it really is absorbed and dissipates. Whereas if
just the other day about a month or so ago, we've been putting the hose under the plant there and we leave it for quite a while because, I mean, we're not worried about the water because we have a well. So we just leave it there for a while. But yep. The other thing I'm thinking, Patrick, is that we did have a little cold spell down here. And
okay.
I'm wondering if that has anything to do with the leaves curling up, if that's the reaction of the tree. But we also have persimmon and lemon and orange in that same area. But they're looking good. They're thriving. The persimmon has fruits on it. So I don't, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Did you notice on the plant, did it have buds early in the season? Did it have a lot of buds when we had that cold spell?
No, we didn't have any buds on there.
Okay. So that's one of the things I was thinking is if you did have a lot of buds, it could have been that cold spell.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it has something to do with, you know, as we're discussing the lack of water to it. And it's nothing that, you know, the sprinkler system's great, but like I was saying, that trickle effect's going to help it. I would also look at using a fertilizer for it, like a citrus tone or a citrus fertilizer to help build up the nutrients in the soil. There's another product that we talk about a lot. It's called Protolizer from Natural Alternative. That Protolizer actually works with the fertilizer that you use, helps it get to where it needs to go, and it helps release some of those trapped nutrients in the soil that you can get into the root system to make it stronger. So I wouldn't be surprised if it has a little bit to do with the cold snap. It has a little bit to do with the water not being in there. And then the possibility of a pest. And so the neem oil is the best. It's organic. You can spray it, you know, every 10 days to make sure any of those insects are taken care of. The best way to do is a lot of these insects will hide underneath the leaves. So you can just walk over to the plant and kind of shake those leaves. And if you see any insects popping off, you most likely have something, and that's when I'd want you to spray.
Okay.
I'd want you to spray anyways just to be safe on it. But I think the deeper watering and the fertilization is definitely going to help it the long term and get it a stronger plant for you. And sometimes when you have a plant like this that has tons of fruit one year, the next year it might not have as much because it put out a ton of energy the year before, and now it's just rejuvenating, so it's taking a little bit more. It's kind of going through like a shock, if you will, because it put all its energy towards that. So that could be part of what you're seeing as well.
Okay. And one last question. What do I do for the black spots on my hydrangea?
So the black spots mostly on the top? Or are they all over?
They're over quite a few, about half of the leaves on the plant. It's a small plant, but they're like a lot of black spots there.
So sometimes with a hydrangea, the sprinkler system with water sitting on top of hitting the leaves and then sitting there and then the sun popping out can cause black spots on the leaves because it almost like burns it. So I would look at seeing if that's part of the case. And, you know, you could prune off some of the dead. It's not going to harm the plant. So I think that would be beneficial to do for you. And I wouldn't worry about it as much because a lot of times it's just aesthetically not pleasing to look at, but the plant would be fine.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Blossom. Okay.
You have a
great rest of your day.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Nathan, who's up next?
Diane's in Billerica.
Diane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. I have a mature, probably 50-year-old Japanese maple in my front yard. It has always been a beautiful tree. This year, it's very sparse with the leaves. It looks really bad. And as I've driven around town, I've noticed this problem in other Japanese maples. Yet my neighbor across the street has one that's probably half the age. It's a little more sheltered, and it looks much better. But what's going on with the Japanese maples this year, and what can I do about this one?
So a lot of it has to do with the two extremes of weather that we had with January and then again in like late March into April.
Mm-hmm.
So in January we had that like crazy cold snap for like 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
It slowed our plants down and kind of shocked some of the plants that just have been established for years and kind of shocked them. Then, at the end of March into April, we had a warm period of like 3 days where it was like 90 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got really cold, not really cold to the point where it was the extreme of January, but it got cold to the freezing aspect. And so what happened is our plants woke up early. The sap started to flow in the plant, and then it got cold and slowed the plant down, but the sap started moving, and now it kind of stunted and stopped, and it's having a hard time getting back into the rest of the plant. It's going and doing what it can, but it's not completely getting through. So it's happened to a lot of plants out there. What I would look for you to do is go through the plant. See if there's any dead or damaged branches. Prune the dead and damaged out. Get rid of them. Look and see if there's any sucker growth. There most likely isn't. The Japanese maple doesn't have a lot. But if there's anything on the base kind of shooting out, clean those up. Get rid of them so that they don't take away from the plant. Because those are water sprouts. They're just taking water away from the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would look to do a fertilization for it, which would be like a tree tone, right? So you can use tree tone from Espoma. And on tree tone, you're going to fertilize on the outside of the plant. So however wide the maple is, that's where you're going to feed it. Now,
are you talking about the outside the leaf bare line or just the trunk? You're saying
The leaf line. So however wide like it spreads, that's what we call the drip line, and that's where you would use the fertilizer there. Now, do you know how big the trunk is?
Well, it's big. I mean, because it has a lot of offshoots. It's got the initial trunk, and then it comes up and it branches off. I'd say the part where it's just a single trunk has got to be I mean, this is an old tree. It's 50 years old at least. Probably at least, I would say, maybe a foot.
Okay.
In diameter. I haven't measured it, but I'm guessing. The tree itself is easily two stories tall.
Gotcha. So on a tree tone, the amount that you're going to use for this, so it's over 6 inches, the diameter of the trunk.
Yeah, definitely.
You're going to use 6 pounds per inch of fertilizer for this, right?
Okay, yeah.
So
okay.
It would make sense for you to it's going to be over 6, so it doesn't matter, but you need to know how big it is.
Okay.
So if you measure it and you come up with, 6 inches, just as because easy math in my head right now,
yeah.
You're looking at a 36 pounds of fertilizer for this one plant to give it back something. They do come in 18-pound bags, so just be a couple of those. But what you're going to do is you're going to make holes on that drip line about 2 to 3 inches deep and about 3 to 4 feet apart all the way in like a circle. And you're going to spread the fertilizer out in each one of those holes, fill them back in, and then water in. And you're going to see a difference in the next 3 to 4 weeks on the tree itself. Okay?
Great. Awesome. I'll do that. Thanks, Patrick.
All right, Diane. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Hold on to that phone number for next week because we get a bunch of calls and only a couple minutes left. So we'll get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary Beth Sendrakin.
Mary Beth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Oh, hi, Patrick.
Hi.
Patrick, I have an area that's approximately 75 feet long by 2 feet wide, and it's between a new walkway and a fence.
Okay.
It's full sun. What could I put in there that will grow and kind of look good in the winter, too? And
okay.
It could be low growth.
All right. So one of the things I would look at, close to the fence, do what you can to do some sort of evergreen. Like you could use like a holly. You could use the Japanese holly would be a nice option because it's not the same as like the American holly where it's just it's just a different look to it. So that would be okay. An option. You could also really add any type of flowering azalea or type of flowering rhododendron.
I forgot to mention that. It's like sandy soil, and underneath that is the sandstone. So there's no loam there. I'd have to dig out and bring in.
Okay. So I definitely would want you to do that because that's only going to benefit the plants that you put in there.
Okay.
Some of those areas, they need, they're going to need some sort of nutrients. So adding organic matter of any kind is going to help. One thing that has a nice winter look to it, but doesn't stay all the leaves on it would be like a red twig dogwood, right? So the red twig dogwood, you could get a variegated red twig dogwood, so it has a white and green leaf now, but then in winter, the red branching
Oh, yeah.
Coming out of the snow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like those. Yep.
So that would be one option that I would be looking at. As far as, I mean, really,
well,
adding
I,
the...
I'm sorry. I went to look online to see what would grow in poor soil. The Elijah Blue grasses.
Yep.
Those have got bluish green grasses. And I need quite a few, but...
I mean, those would be fine there, but just realize sometimes they don't completely stay as a perennial. They sometimes can get to the point where they just don't make it, and they're more of like an annual, right?
Okay.
So perennials is probably the easiest ones to do because of the fact that you can amend the soil easier, whereas a shrub or tree is going to go deeper into the soil, and so you'd have to really dig it out, put some good compost, that type of thing in there. So that's going to be the difference, right? So perennial, where it's a smaller root system, might be best.
Okay.
But adding a few shrubs here and there might do all right. And then even some of the evergreens, like some small versions of pines, like a Mugo pine or a small spruces, like a bird's nest spruce, those types of things might do well because they'll stay low and they like a low pH. They don't like a lot of rich soil, so those might be good to do for you as well.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day, Mary Beth.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right, I got about a minute left. I appreciate everybody who's called in today. No way I'm going to be able to answer a question. I would just get cut right off, so I apologize. We are back next week. As always, we're in at 6 a.m. to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible. So I do appreciate you guys being on the line. I just don't want to cut anybody off. That'll leave me just a couple minutes here. Not even. I do want to say happy birthday to my wife. Her birthday was yesterday. It was a day filled with kids stuff, but that's what happens. But she's a great person, makes me better for who I am, so I appreciate her. So happy birthday, Kristen, and enjoy the rest of the weekend. And finally, got a message from somebody I work with who's been telling me week after week that he was going to propose to his girlfriend. He proposed this morning. She said yes, so I'm excited for him. So, Rain, awesome. Congrats. I'm so happy for you guys. I'm happy for everybody out there. So, thank you so much. Until next week, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something, and we will see you next week.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.